This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. President Trump is no fan of multilateral trade negotiations like the Trans-Pacific Partnership. He withdrew the U.S. from that agreement and says one-on-one talks are better for American interests. Ashley Milne-Tite looks at the difference between a bilateral and multilateral approach to trade.
For decades, the U.S. has mostly pursued multilateral negotiations. Nora Bensahel is a professor in the School of International Service at American University. She says there's good reason for that.
Part of the idea of a multinational trade agreement is that you are cementing a regional cooperation with friends and allies that you want to deepen relationships in general with.
She says it's better for trade and diplomacy. Still, Scott Miller of the Center for Strategic and International Studies says it's not surprising the new president and longtime businessman prefers to operate one-on-one.
It seems to me that President Trump, given his long history in the real estate business, is quite comfortable in bilateral settings. Most real estate negotiations are between a buyer and a seller.
He says Trump would like to keep that dynamic in his trade deals.
I think he thinks of the U.S. as an asset that he doesn't want to dilute in a multilateral setting.
Laurie Wallach of Public Citizens Global Trade Watch agrees Trump wants to take advantage of America's heft.
You certainly, in a bilateral agreement, can more force your demands in your way than if you are negotiating with a block of countries that can unite to try and counter your weight.
Still, she says trade agreements are too secretive, whether they're bilateral or multilateral. She wants the public to have more say. Nora Bensahel of American University has a different concern. She says a series of bilateral agreements could harm the U.S.'s relationships with many of its allies. She says one-on-one talks with various nations will make allies nervous, and if they feel left out of the fold, they may
decide that it's better to work with the countries that we see in the United States as potential adversaries instead of working through the U.S.-led global order.
Which, she says, would be bad for everyone. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.